Welcome to Special Olympics Wisconsin, to our Athlete Voice podcast. Special Olympics Wisconsin is a movement to create a new world of inclusion and community through sports. And right here in Wisconsin, we want every person to feel accepted, welcomed, regardless of their ability or disability. We're here to make the world a better, healthier, and more joyful place, one athlete, one volunteer, and one family member at a time. And I'm here today with a couple of folks who certainly bring more joy to the world, and I can't wait for everyone to hear from them today. Ed, my fantastic co-host, why don't you say hello and help me welcome our guest?
Hi, this is Joey Meyer.
And hi, Joey. How's it going?
Going good.
And Joey, are you doing basketball, or what are you doing? What are you doing for a sport this spring?
Yeah, I'm doing basketball. I want to make sure that I stay healthy. I guess it would be the best thing to look at it is, yeah, I just want to make sure I stay healthy just so I can keep playing. But yeah, I'm really excited for the competition and stuff and the people I'll be playing against. You know, I got friends from all over the state. So the teams like from Nina and stuff that I'll be playing against, one of the guys is like, hey, I think we're playing against your team. Like, yep. He's like, this is going to be awesome, you know, and It's just a friendly rivalry, you know. It's something that, you know, I call it my Special Olympics family because it's a big family. So, but it's one of the only sports teams I've been part of that you can include the whole state, you know, kind of. So it's kind of a wonderful thing.
What got you started in Special Olympics? Like, tell us, when did you first start getting involved?
Probably started like 23 years ago. I've been involved for like 23 years now. I had a really good friend that got me involved. He tried to get me in for a couple of years, and then I was finally able to start playing, you know, just went from there because, you know, I had a lot of passion for basketball. He's like, you're unique. He goes, you probably could inspire people for what you do. And I was like, you think so? He's like, would you do Special Olympics? I'm like, well, of course, you know, like, but I never thought I'd be better than what it is. Like, and what I mean by that is like the camaraderie and just the family atmosphere and just the, you know, you don't have to explain yourself because everybody just gets you, you know, so it's kind of nice to be included in me part or something like that.
And so, Joey, how supported do you feel in Special Olympics? Do you feel like you got support by your coaches, your teammates, everybody?
Of course. Yeah, it's a team effort. You know, I feel support from everyone, you know. And if I don't, I'm pretty vocal about it, you know. I let people know. I'm like, hey, I don't feel like the communication is good right now, and I feel unvalued or unwanted, you know. And I think that's kind of a common thing with a lot of the athletes because of the frustrations that we have, you know, so because of limitations and a lot of things, you know. So I think the key is to try to communicate with a positive attitude, you know, to try to move forward. And that's one thing I'm learning, you know, so.
But I think a lot of Special Olympic athletes have determination, and we're very stubborn. At least I am.
Well, that's an understatement. The drive, you are. I watch what you do in basketball and stuff, and then you're racing and stuff. Like, the drive you have, you inspire me, you know, you really do, you know, so. Which I think that's what's the thing special about Special Olympics is we all inspire each other, you know, like you were saying about me and powerlifting and stuff. So we kind of feed off each other, and that's one thing that's really important and great about it.
Well, I just love how we cheer for each other. I heard from a person from Sheboygan. He's like, I like your technique. I'm going to volunteer. My wife dragged me to it. I didn't know what to expect. He's like, going into watching you, I didn't think you were going to hit any baskets. And he goes, I have a deeper appreciation for people in wheelchairs. And he goes, I'm going to remember you. I was like, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about right there.
I agree. You know, like for example, like me having spinal bifida, sometimes my legs don't work. That's why I'm in powerlifting stuff is because I keep pushing. But you do it. You inspire me because I'm like, well, I can still play basketball even if, you know, I'm not as mobile as I'd like to be. You know, like you're always inspiring somebody, especially people that you don't know are looking or watching, you know, and that's the key. That's why you always got to try to be your best version when you leave the house, you know?
Yeah.
And I have watched you do your powerlifting. It was a joy to see you compete at Summer Games, Joey. I mean, it was fierce. What kind of pressure do you put on yourself to just to compete at that level and then just to keep getting better?
First and foremost is to inspire other people that, like Ed was saying, that think they can't, you know, like the struggles that we have are real, you know, and they are difficult, but like you would say, Ed, I agree with you. Like, we got a different gear, you know, we got a different drive because you got to reach down there to do that to push yourself forward. You know, like I always tell people, you know, in life, it's not how fast you move forward because no one can tell you at what pace to go as long as that's the direction you're going is forward. You know,
that's amazing.
Like some days and some weeks and even some months, I don't feel like doing much, but the key is to just brush yourself off and pick yourself up. And, you know, it is a key to surround yourself with people that believe in you or can push you to be better. But most importantly, you got to believe in yourself and know that you can do it because sometimes people don't realize the struggles.
And then society, the mainstream society can put a label on you or get you down. So then sometimes you have to go to your special living family to get your support or what you need. So, because societies can be very not so nice.
Very much so, yeah. Because it's miscommunication and misunderstanding that, you know, like, one thing I'm learning, especially through my job, is, you know, I get sensitive, so I overreact. I take things personal real quick sometimes, depending. One thing I've learned, especially on things that I'm really passionate about. So then when I get upset or angry because I'm expecting them to know that I'm passionate or I like it, the problem is I'm not understanding what they're feeling or thinking either, though. It's like a two-way street, so... It's like, I expect them to understand what an autistic person feels like, but weapon of they're not autistic. How are they supposed to really understand then? Just like, I'm not normal, hypothetically, because, you know, I'm on the spectrum. So how am I supposed to understand what a normal person is thinking?
That is a good lesson, I think, for all of us to just sit with for a bit. That when you're having a conversation with someone, to just take a pause and try to understand what is it that is motivating them or what is it that they're trying to help communicate? Because if we just have a little bit of mutual patience, then you might really walk away from that conversation, not only feeling okay yourself, but learning something from the other person.
Yeah, we can both learn from each other and then, you know, there won't be such a gap in between a misunderstanding and going, they don't get me, you know, because when we're frustrated, our emotions are heightened. You know, the best way I could explain it to somebody once is like, well, what's the difference? Don't we all have emotions? I'm like, yeah, but my emotion no meter is like broke. It goes from 0 to 100 and there isn't no break. I go, there isn't no thought process. It's just there. And then I think take everything personal because now all of a sudden I'm overstimulated and overwhelmed and now everyone's out to get me, hypothetically. I mean, that's not the case, but that's how it feels until I can calm myself down, you know.
Well, and you've done so much work over the years, Joey. What are some, you know, for other folks on the spectrum or maybe people listening that don't understand the spectrum, what are different coping mechanisms that you have learned work for you?
Definitely breathing. You know, I think a good thing to be aware of is like when your heart rate goes up or you feel agitated or aggressive or you want to say something rude to the person in front of you because they upset you, well, that might be a good time to try to take a deep breath then, because if you're like me, most likely it's not going to be the best thing that's coming out of your mouth. But if you take a deep breath and realize they hurt your feelings, but you don't want in return hurt their feelings.
What's your favorite sport besides powerlifting?
Definitely basketball. You know, basketball by far was my favorite sport. Like, it was the most passionate. You know, I'm getting to the age where, you know, I know people are getting a little worried because of the physicality and stuff is, you know, it can probably be a little bit more dangerous, you know, my joints and everything. So, you know, so I'm trying to learn the transition on accepting just what I can and can't do and at what ability, you know. But yeah, basketball, like, I can still coach people and I still can make people around me great, and that's something I believe I can do, and that's I'm just as passionate, you know. But yeah, but basketball by far is my favorite sport. You know, powerlifting is right up there because I think it's always kind of go up. What we're here for is being healthy.
How do you prepare having your spina bifida and things with you being in pain? So
lifting weights and powerlifting is different than taking part in competition because it's way harder for me to compete against others because how I am. In powerlifting, I always, people try to go all out, but I'm like, if you injure yourself, that's it. Like, and then you're not going to be as strong as you are right now, you know, like, because, you can come back from an injury, but your body will never be the same, you know, and I know that because I've had plenty of injuries, you know, which is why it's crazy why I'm doing powerlifting, but You know, I got degenerative disc disease and spinal bifida too, and severe scoliosis in my neck. That's why it's kind of shorter and stuff. So it's a mindset that, well, now I'm like everyone else, even though my body's like, no, you're not. You're lying to yourself. And I'm like, see, I just lifted this. I deadlift this. I benched this. Yeah, I can do it. You know, and then I'm like, I can only bench 100 pounds this time in competition. I was so frustrated. Everybody's like, that's amazing. I'm like, I mean, it is because of the things I have to overcome. But in my mind, it's not because I want to do more.
Yeah, you keep setting these new personal bests for yourself, right?
Yes, exactly. And so, like, if I do less than because my body's different that day, and that sometimes I don't take in consideration, which I can agree with. Some days our competition is way less than other days, depending on how we eat, sleep, and just how we feel, you know. So just listen to your body, you know, and it can be a little hard, you know.
Even though us Special Olympics athletes don't like to on competition day, we just like to push through it, and we'll listen to our body later, and we just like, because sometimes we do whatever it takes to win, but...
That's true. It is. Like, I agree. Like, that's why I'm like, oh, should I almost, like, people like, Joy, you should almost retire, because I'm still playing at a really decent level, but, and that's the problem, is because the competition I play with is really fast, and they're very skilled and very talented. I mean, sometimes people forget how fast and how aggressive it can be because of how skilled they are in Special Olympics. People, like, think of Special Olympics, and, well, they can't dunk. Well, I got some friends that can dunk, you know, I got people that can pass and dribble, and they're amazing. A lot of the athletes, you know, so, you know, or even like yourself, Ed, you're an amazing athlete. Like you said, I seen you over there down Menominee. Me and my wife was walking a shoot doing your skills test. So like, and I think that was amazing, by the way, too. So like I said, the inspiration we can give to each other is extremely important. And most importantly, I think the biggest key is that we just let each other know that we're not alone.
You know, if someone, you've been involved for 23 years, you are such a huge ambassador for the Special Olympics movement. If someone is out there listening and maybe they are interested in joining Special Olympics, but they're not sure if they're going to have fun or if they're going to be accepted, or maybe there's a parent or guardian who's trying to find an outlet for their younger person, what would you do to say, this is why you should join?
Well, first and foremost, I think being active, even if it wasn't for Special Olympics, I think, like I was, like when I go to work and talk to my clients' parents, being active is one of the biggest keys for kids with spectrum, because I swear we have a different gear and different energy gear because we're just amped, which is okay, you know, like ADHD or whatever, just all that stuff is kind of, to me, just intertwined. But I think sports is extremely important. But one thing that why it's important to be part of Special Olympics is because the team atmosphere, being together, having to learn to work with other people outside yourselves, learning to be accepted by others, learning to work together with others, you know, or in my case, like being around other people that can understand me and get me.
This is the same for volunteers, which you've talked about, Joey, and Ed has talked about this too, that you show up at our sporting events, you come to any of our huge competitions, and if you're just volunteering on the, you know, at the track meet, or maybe you're scoring for basketball, our volunteers are going to be accepted and cared for who they are as well, right? There's anybody who shows up at a Special Olympics event, you're just completely welcomed. Can you talk about that, Joey?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I got to remind my teammates and stuff, and even to myself in my own head, like, you know, especially the refs and stuff. Like, these refs will tell you after every game, I go up and shake their hand, and they are their volunteer. They're without them, we wouldn't have this. So, like, I'm very thankful they're there, and I remind them that, you know, because, yeah, most of the events won't be possible without any of them. But so, yeah, instead of chewing them out, or, ah, you missed this call, or you did this bad, or it's like, well, no one's perfect, because I'm far from it. And I mean, I was born completely unperfect. So, like, that's okay, though. Like, that's what makes us all special, and that's what makes us, you know, like, I always like the one thing that it says, is it goes, we weren't born to stand together, or you're born to stand out, you know, and you know, support each other, and, you know, kind of motivate each other, you know, because if we didn't stand out, how do we notice each other?
Yeah, and I remember during last year during track state games, I got up to the starting line, and I've seen this official for years and years, and she's been at World Games and Summer Games before. And I said, and she goes, "How are you doing today?" And I said, "Thank you for doing what you're doing." She's like, "That was so sweet of you to say. No one's ever said that." And this was like 2 seconds before my race, and I thought she was about ready to cry. I'm like, but I just wanted to get that quick thank you in there because it does mean a lot. Because these volunteers, without them, we would not be where we are at.
Well, and speaking of that, we have a lot of competitions coming up this spring, heading into Summer Games in June. So as Joey and Ed are talking about, if you just go on to our social media pages or you go to SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org, it's a massive opportunity that you can sign up your friends, you can sign up your family. My children come and volunteer at every event, and I think it's just such an awesome opportunity for people to start getting involved, and then they get to see this firsthand, right, Joey?
Yes, absolutely. I think it. Most people that I've actually talked to, even volunteering, like when I volunteered, like they do more than because they realize how much it really is life changing. Just because it makes you have more appreciation for your community, makes you help you understand your community better, you know, and then it also makes you more involved and makes you feel part of your community, you know. So acceptance is important for everyone, not just people in Special Olympics, I think, but for even people that are volunteering, because everyone wants to feel valid and feel important and feel like they're needed somewhere. And I mean, and definitely volunteers are definitely needed in Special Olympics, because like I said, without them, none of the events are even possible.
And Joey, here comes a tough question, because I'm always known for the tough questions, but over the years you've been involved, how have you grown as a person dealing with your spina bifida? You know, how has it helped you grow as a person?
When I was born, and something you didn't know, I was born almost like 3 months early, so I weighed 2 pounds 11 ounces, so
well, I only weighed 3.8, so I was right behind you. Not too far, but right behind you.
You know, and it was interesting, is my heartbeat was only 4 beats a minute for the first 2.5 weeks. Did you know they say that under 16 beats a minute that they consider that flatline for birth, and then they start doing CPR? But mine was, I wouldn't believe it wasn't in my medical file. So they did severe open heart surgery, so my left lat is cut in half to go through my rib cage, just to go to my right side, because my heart's on the right side of my body. I forgot what they call that, but it's in less than 1% of humans. And, you know,
well,
so.
Joey, with everything you went through from your birth story to all of the challenges you've overcome, you are a total miracle, and you are one of our miracles at Special Olympics Wisconsin. We're so grateful for you. Just, you know, as a veteran of Special Olympics Wisconsin, you've participated for so long. We're so grateful that you continue to be an ambassador for us, and you continue to encourage not only your teammates, but you just encourage everyone. And we're so grateful for you.
We've come up with a new term lately about superpower. What do you think Joey's superpower is, Addie?
What do we think Joey's superpower is? I think Joey's superpower is patience. I know you don't always think it sometimes, Joey, but I think you have figured out how to use all your coping mechanisms, how to lead by example, and I think patience is your superpower. What do you think your superpower is, Joey?
Being compassionate, being empathy. I think my job's taught me a lot on just being patient. Like people trip up when I'm not sure if Ed knows what I do for work, but I work at this place called Dream Ship in Cameron. And I'm not sure if you guys are aware, but there's a place in Eau Claire too. I'm a behavioral tech, so I work with kids that are autistic and have cognitive delays. And it's like a key is because I can, it's really relatable, the mood swings and everything. So I think they call it the antecedent, which is before the behavioral occurs. And so then if I can, they call it antecedent manipulations, which means that if I see something coming, I can kind of turn it so they don't get triggered, basically. So, and I've done that for like a year now, and I love it. So like I've learned a lot of patience from the kids I work with, you know, and they've taught me a lot. Like I might teach them a lot, but I learned a lot from them, and just like, and I just want them, you know. And I try to recruit some of the kids there for Special Olympics, because I tell the parents, not just tell the kids, but that Special Olympics has done a lot for me, you know, because it does put my energy out, especially with my ADHD and stuff. Like I can pour myself into something, and you'd be different, especially when you're part or something and feel the acceptance and have the camaraderie and then just meeting great people like you guys and stuff. It's just, it is life changing.
Has any of your kids that you work with ever come to any of your competitions just to watch you and see you?
Well, actually, that's funny. One of my clients' brother is on my basketball team, actually. So.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, he got to see it. He sat on the bleachers and got to see me. So he's like, and that's kind of interesting. You talk about superhero because, like, one of my bosses at work gave me one of the best compliments in the world. And I mean, it made my head pretty big. But, like, all the kids, so I do one-on-one, but all the kids always want to be with me. It's like winning a lottery when they get to hang out with me and learn with me. And one of the ladies is like, Joey, you know, you're like at superhero status with these kids.
And I love it.
Compliment I've ever had, I'm telling you, like, because I love, like, superheroes. I like I got a Transformer shirt on right now. Like, I'm all about that, like, Ninja Turtles and stuff. But I've been like that my whole life, but now I get to pour that into my work and stuff. So it's just, I get to bring my toys from home that I've had in my closet for years. I bring them to work and play with them with the kids. It's just, it's a lot of fun. But I also tell them how important it is to learn and to read and stuff, because, like, my barriers with reading and stuff, I struggle a lot. So, like, the other kids, 8 and 9, they can probably read better than me, like, quicker, and they understand what they're reading. But that's what my job changes. They don't care. Like, they like the fact that I'm trying with them and stuff. So sometimes people got to overcome their fears to know that if they can inspire the people around them, their fears ain't so much fears anymore, you know? Just like some of the kids at my work will mimic me, you know? And I came home from work and I'm like, you know, kids are kind of shrugging their shoulders with a short neck because I have a short neck. I go, that really makes me sensitive. She's like, Joe, they go, you flatter them. I'm like, wait, right. This is a different part of my life I never experienced. So sometimes when you get self-conscious and you think people are making fun of you, maybe they're just flattered.
They're just looking up to you, right?
I didn't realize that. So I kind of, like I said, my job's really changed my perspective. Like, I never in my whole life ever thought people would be like that because they want to, you know, so it changes your perspective of things in life and how people view you, you know, sometimes because, yeah, for most of my life being on the spectrum, it was like a curse because my reading and everything, but now it completely changed because now I can work with kids that I can completely relate and I can help. So maybe some of the struggles I had throughout my life, I can make sure that they don't have, or, I mean, there's a wonderful team there. It's not just about me at all, but like the workers that they have there and the bosses, like, people never heard of Dreamship. They should definitely look into it because I think it is life-changing for kids that are on the spectrum and stuff because it helps them kind of control their behavior so they can do things more calmer and stuff, just like Special Olympics. You know, to me, they're hand-in-hand, but Special Olympics is the same thing as when you're a part of something. It's life-changing. You can pour yourself. You'll see a different part of somebody that you might not know that was there, you know?
Well, I definitely get more than I give. I give a lot, but I definitely get a lot too, and it makes me, I might be having a bad day, but then it humbles me back down or makes me feel good that I'm doing what I do, you know. It brings me back in perspective sometimes.
Yes, okay. I agree.
The Special Olympics Wisconsin movement is so privilege to have both of you do what you do, and my goodness, Joey, thank goodness for you with the kids that you work with. I'm sure they're all going to be excited to hear this podcast, so I can't wait for them to hear it.
I mean, like, the parents go, come, you know, like, so when I first my job, like, I told my wife, I'm like, I focused on the best part of my job was hearing laughter of kids because, you know, they're happy and you're making a difference. I never realized when kids hum and serenade, they're happy too. They sing. Kids sing when they're happy, they hum and tell you all kinds of things, just like, but to have the parents go, you know, you're my kid's favorite tech. Like, just the acceptance in that alone is just life-changing to me, so, like, I love it.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful. That's powerful stuff, and I, you know, for all of our listeners out there, the work that Joey is doing to spread this acceptance, the work he's doing with young people, it's incredible and it's important. And we just hope all of our listeners can take some of these little nuggets of information and learnings that Joey has taught us today. And if you can apply that in your life, when you interact with someone, that can be pretty powerful, right, Joey?
Yes, very powerful. My favorite saying is, it's called the three I's. It's like, you gotta influence, to impact, to inspire. I call it the three I's because I'm the third. I always believe that is, you gotta influence them first in order to impact them, which then you'll inspire them, and then you can change the world.
Well, thank you for changing our world, Joey. My goodness, this has been such a fun conversation today. And as our listeners heard, you know, you heard it right from Ed and Joey yourself. We want volunteers to come out. We want you to experience the Special Olympics Wisconsin movement and the joy that comes from these competitions. And we want more folks to get involved. So please go to SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org to learn more. And until then, our team will see you soon. Thank you.